The launch of euro coins and notes this past week went more smoothly than expected in most of the 12 nations of the European Monetary Union. There have been lines and hassles in some countries, but as NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin, the transition in Germany has been relatively painless.
Berlin's subway network works on the honor system, and by and large, people here take it seriously. But this week's currency changeover is creating a lot of fare jumpers, like 27-year-old Anja Schwank. She couldn't get the ticket machine to accept her 5-euro note.
It doesn't work. I put my money in there, and the ticket, there wasn't no ticket. Yeah, maybe I'm gonna take the subway without having paid any ticket or whatever.
But despite such occasional nuisances, Germans have embraced the new currency with the zeal of an advancing Prussian army.
In 2 or 3 weeks, nobody will talk about the change.
Subway writer Axel Bertheim echoes the sentiment expressed by the leader of Germany's largest retail association. Since Wednesday, when shops reopened after the New Year's holiday, 60% of all transactions in Germany have been carried out in euros. This despite the fact that consumers can continue to pay in Deutschmarks until the end of February.
In 1 or 2 weeks, most people will only be paying in euro.
That's Michael Schroeder of the Center for European Economic Research. He also points out that this past week's currency launch was almost entirely symbolic.
What's now going on is only the exchange of the national currencies to the euro. The parities, the exchange values between, let's say, Deutschmark or French franc and the euro have been fixed since the end of 98.
In other words, Europeans have already been using the euro for the past 3 years. The Greek drachma, German mark, and French franc became local versions of the euro on January 1, 1999. But that step was felt mainly by large financial institutions and markets. The difference now is it's tangible. Wim Dausenberg, Europe's counterpart to Alan Greenspan, made that point clear this week in Berlin.
On the 1st of January, at 0 hour, the introduction of euro banknotes and coin marked not only the completion of economic and monetary union, but one of the major, if not the major, step forward in the history of European integration.
The euro is done to cope with globalization. The euro makes Europe fit for globalization.
Ulrike Gero is the Europe analyst for the German Council on Foreign Relations. She calls the euro a catalyst. It's not just an economic measure. It's not just about creating a single market.
Europe in 2010 or 2012 will be a more or less united federal Europe that, of course, has a constitution in which it laid down how people want to be governed. And the euro is the promoting element here.
But over the past 5 years, European political integration has been slowed by political bickering. This past week's currency launch, says Gero, will force that process to happen more quickly. Otherwise, she points out, monetary union alone simply won't make it. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.